This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. Tennessee Williams was a major American playwright in the second half of the 20th century. Now an exhibit that celebrates his life in Key West is becoming part of a major historical group on the island. The author of A Streetcar Named Desire in the Glass Menagerie did not set any of his well-known plays in Key West. But the island was his primary residence from the 1940s until he died in 1983. That's a lot longer than a certain other famous writer.
Everybody always thinks of Hemingway and associates Key West with Ernest, and actually Tennessee Williams was here for over 30 years, and I think people don't appreciate that.
Corey Convertito is the curator of the Key West Art and Historical Society. That group already had three museums on the island, and now adds the Tennessee Williams exhibit to its roster. The exhibit was started several years ago by a couple who collected photos, stories, and artifacts about the writer.
He's a major thread, I think, in the fabric of Key West. You definitely get a feel for how much you love this town.
Convertito says the museum also plans to keep working with the exhibit founders on an annual celebration of the playwright's birthday. That takes place in March. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.